91 2NM, the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. I haven't spoken to this gentleman, well, since I got back from holiday, so I thought we should catch up. Member for Upper Hunter, David Lazell. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good to speak to you there, Bear.
Mate, things have been changing rapidly. You know, when I left, when Fry went on holidays, we had Gladys was our Premier, John was our Deputy Premier and the leader of the Nationals. Now you've got a whole new suite of leaders. Your head must be spinning as much as mine.
Oh, absolutely, Bear. I mean, it was only a few weeks ago that one of my biggest aims was to make sure that you got your injection and
yes.
your vaccination done. Since then, my whole world has turned upside down a couple of times. So, you know, this is the world that we live in. It changes fast and we have to adapt. So that's all I'm doing. We voted in a new Nationals leader who becomes the Deputy Premier, Paul Toole, and a new Deputy Leader of the party, Bronny Taylor. So both people who know the Hunter Valley well, and I'm sure they're going to do the best for regional New South Wales.
Are you expecting a different kind of leadership or anything new compared to John Barilaro?
Well, look, Paul is a completely different person to John Barilaro, and he'll stamp his own style on you know, what he wants to do with the party. But really, look, the vision's the same. It's all about regional New South Wales. It's about building that infrastructure up, making sure we get the roads, making sure that we get the hospitals, and just making sure that businesses can thrive in regional New South Wales and people can have really good lives. So, you know, that's our main goal. Sometimes there can be different pathways to get there, and each personality, each leader will bring a different pathway. And I'm looking forward to working with the new Deputy Premier and working through all the issues that we do have coming up in the next few weeks. Bronny Taylor is just a fantastic leader, and she really deserves that deputy leadership role in the Nationals. So I'm really looking forward. She spent a lot of time in the Hunter Valley during the by-election, and people just loved her. It was just, you know, she's one of these people who really engages with people, and she's a former nurse, so she really understands health. She's got a special interest in mental health. She was one of the reasons why we got the Tresillian Centre allocated to Muswellbrook, because she feels so strongly about the good work that they do.
David, we have a new Premier in Dominic Perrottet. He was up with you here in my studio during the by-election. We had an opportunity to meet him. During his opening speech, he said that, you know, previous Premiers have been focused on infrastructure, but he wants to be a family-focused Premier. What does that mean to you? What do you think that means to us here in the Upper Hunter?
Well, look, I think he's saying that that as well as the infrastructure, that you've got to focus on those family units. Parents are working, they're trying to look after the kids. You know, they're trying to get through that sort of that middle part of their lives where it's just, you know, there's a lot of stress. You know, it's about supporting those people and family units. And, of course, just getting the family unit through.
David, you touched on the fact that you helped me get my first vaccination on the first day of my holidays a few weeks ago. My second is actually due on this next Monday. And the second is due for a number of people around the Upper Hunter. We're going to go screaming past the 80% mark very soon, which means we'll all be coming out of lockdown. You must be thrilled about that.
Oh, absolutely. Look, you know, and that's due to, you know, the good work of yourself, good work of lots of people, really encouraging people to get vaccinated, because, you know, I could have screamed it sort of blue in the face and people would have heard me, but they may not have acted. But
yep.
Then I think by having people in the community really go out and say, look, I'm getting vaccinated, I think that made all the difference. And for parents out there saying, well, look, I'm getting vaccinated, and then their kids are saying, oh, well, I should get vaccinated too. You know, the ripple effect that's gone through our community, and what it does is it starts protecting us all. And we're seeing that, you know, at 80% that we're heading towards, that will allow us now to have the sort of protections we need, because it's not too long away where COVID will start running through our community and we're going to be living with cases. And at the moment, we're focused on one or two cases and a couple of venues. But, you know, that's almost sort of going into the past. You know, that once we start opening up, we're going to be learning to live with it and, you know, trying to cope with, you know, people probably who are unvaccinated, who are maybe catching it and, you know, trying to manage those situations. And it's about creating a roadmap now of that transition, going from where we are now, getting out through the summer hopefully, and then we'll get to the end of the summer and this will be behind us.
That's the path forward, and we all look forward to putting this behind, this time behind us. David Lazell, as always, thank you for your efforts. Thanks for joining us on 2NM this morning.
No, great to speak to you, Bear, and everyone, there is more than enough vaccine available, so please ring your GP, get your vaccine done now if you haven't already. Please get out there and get it done.